So we've been working on this film for literally five. I've been working on it probably 5 or 6 years. We filmed on every continent. We filmed on several of the major oceans, everywhere from Zimbabwe to the Arctic, from Uzbekistan to Colorado. And I think it's going to really be different. And I think it's going to really have a phenomenal message that I think people are going to resonate to. And it's going to look different, which is really important to me. The visuals, the aesthetics are going to look different.
So you mentioned that this documentary is different. What is it different from?
So I've done probably 7 or 8 documentaries before for Discovery Channel, for Animal Planet, and so on and so forth. And they've been decent. They've got decent reviews, and I've been reasonably happy with it. But there was always something about these things that really, really bothered me in terms of how we were telling the story and what we were trying to do. You remember when Planet Earth came out, which was like this amazing spectacle that the BBC and Discovery brought to you? Everyone saw Planet Earth. When I watched Planet Earth, I was blown away by it. It showed a planet that was gorgeous and beautiful and amazing. But I thought, like, if you were an alien and you lived on some other planet and you got this DVD box set and you watched it and you thought, wow, this looks like a really cool planet. Then you got in a spaceship and you showed up here, you'd be in for a huge surprise because there's 7 billion of us and we're nowhere in that show. It's almost like nature porn. I mean, it's like this... We're showing the planet in this sort of imaginary way. And I always thought, look, what we really want to do is we want to tell the story of this planet as it really is. The story of the Anthropocene, the new era that we have now found ourselves in. At the end of the day, this show is different because it combines what I would call blue chip natural history. So never before seen beautiful sequences, the Saiga antelope in Russia, for example. Or sequences of lions hunting at night that we film using a thermal camera in Africa. You know, really beautiful natural history moments with really powerful human stories.
So you're saying that this is more character driven. It's storytelling.
It's story driven, and the characters are not animal characters, although sometimes they are. But they are really people characters.
Will you give an example of how this film does what other nature films have not? I mean, can you give an example of maybe within the film where there's a story being told where, you know, between where man interacts with nature?
Let's take the plains episode. You know, the show, you know, opens with this dramatic scene in Africa where in order to save the plains, wildlife managers are responsible for moving elephants. They're translocating bull elephants. It's quite dramatic. It's helicopters. It's very active. And then from there, it goes to this guy, a really famous guy named Alan Savory. Alan's given this TED talk a couple of years ago where he really got a standing ovation because he sort of made this huge idea, huge leap. It was controversial to some extent that if we understand how the plains used to work, which was very large numbers of herbivores moved around by predators, and we can mimic that, then we can restore grasslands. We can bring back plains to health. And you can do that with wild animals. But in Alan's case, he was saying you can also mimic that with cows. So we go visit Alan on his own ranch in Zimbabwe. And then you go to a place in Russia where there's been such a decimation of the big game animals. There were probably 2 million saiga, now they're 20,000. And instead of the grasslands flourishing, you really have what is basically a man-made desert. So it really reinforces that point that without these herbivores, the grasslands die. And then from there, we go to the Arctic, and then we end up in Colorado, and then go back to Africa. So it's sort of this long journey.
So there are 7 billion people in the world. Was the goal of this film to kind of show how man and nature can coexist?
You know, I don't think we wanted to go in there saying, how can man and nature coexist? I think we wanted to go in there and ask the question, can man and nature coexist? I was a skeptical host. I didn't have a pre-cooked idea. It was a true journey of discovery for me. I think if you want to know the punchline at the end of the day, though, is that what you realize is that man and nature, humans and nature, are inextricably linked in these incredible ways. In India, vultures, rabies, humans, there's an incredible connection. In Bangladesh, tigers in the Sundarbans protect the forest from deforestation, which then in turn help protect, you know, the country from cyclones and flooding. You see these incredible connections.
Well, thank you, Sanjan.
Absolutely.